Now, here's what I want to do. Let's talk a little bit about Jewish-Christian polemics, but let us talk about each of these public disputations, the sources, the consequences, the proceedings, what went on, and try to understand something about the nature of the Jewish-Christian relations through these debates. Clearly, you would think that, at least potentially, they offer us an exciting vista in which to see Jews and Christians trying to understand each other. Theoretically, if you, now I'm using the analogy of your high school debating experience, you need to know, as a debater, your position clearly, but you also need to know your opponent's position, his arguments or her arguments, in order to put down those arguments. So if you're a good debater, you will know both sides of the coin. Now, that theoretically, that might mean, therefore, that if you were publicly debating Christianity versus Judaism, that you as a Jew would have to learn the Christian arguments, and the Christians in turn would have to learn the Jewish arguments, and then, of course, how to defeat them. And that is more or less the case. On the other hand, and let us be clear about what we're talking about here, a debate need not imply understanding. In other words, knowledge is not the same thing as understanding here. That is, or let me put it another way, understanding or appreciation of the other position. In other words, when you are debating and when you emphatically take one position, you need to know your opponent's position, but you don't have to agree with it. You don't have to identify with it. You don't have to sympathize with it. In fact, if there is a kind of stigma that if you know too much about it, you might actually adopt that position, then, of course, you are going to put your hands up and stay away from it. And this seems to be the case of the debaters. The debaters know an awful lot about each other's religion, but in a sense, they know nothing, because they can't appreciate the other in terms of the other would describe himself or herself. And that, of course, is the limitations of these debates. So these debates are very interesting in terms of revealing a kind of mutual understanding, but it's a very limited understanding. It's a technical understanding, and ultimately it doesn't lead to a mutual appreciation of the other, which is really what we would try to strive for in our own day. Now, as I said, prior to the 13th century, Jews and Christians already conducted a series of polemics with each other. We can trace this development from the second century. Most of the early debates are essentially testimonia, or at least they come from the Christian side. That is, the Christians comb the Old Testament, find verses which they therefore suggest to a Jew need to be explained in a Christological way. In other words, they offer a Christian interpretation of these biblical verses, and thus they prove that Christianity is superior to Judaism. In the 12th century, a new version of these debates appears, and that is a debate holding up each other's religion in the light of reason, which is more rational. In the context of what we have described about philosophy, both in the Jewish, Muslim, and Christian world, that is understandable. In other words, for a Christian, Islam and Judaism are irrational. For a Jew, the other two are irrational, and so on and so forth. In other words, reason becomes a standard. But that always doesn't work because, for certain spiritual positions, for example, explaining the notion of the Eucharist, the Christian will say, well, that's not rational at all, but nevertheless, it's the truth. So the rational argument can go only so far. But in the 13th century, beginning with these public disputations, we see two different kinds of arguments which Christians make. We also see, and this is also quite interesting, by the same period of time, a sophisticated response on the part of the Jew, which begins not only to defend, to take the defensive position that Jews have always taken, in other words, to explain the Old Testament verses in their own historical context, argue that the Christological interpretation is false, and so on and so forth. But here we see a Jews learning about Christianity and actually going on the offensive, actually making assaults against a Christian doctrine. So therefore, and actually quoting the New Testament and showing its contradictions and where it doesn't simply fit in and there's something wrong. So all of a sudden we find that Jews are becoming more and more expert in the field of Christian and patristic studies, and are actually willing to quote Christian sources to undermine them. At the same time, in the 12th and 13th century, we see another interesting phenomenon. That is, the experts of these debates on the Christian side are increasingly former Jews. That is, Jews who decided to convert to Christianity and then became specialists in Judaism within the Catholic Church. That is, they perform the function of being the spokesman of their newfound faith against the Jews. And of course, the advantage they have is obvious. They knew Hebrew, they knew rabbinic texts, they had an insider's appreciation of Judaism, and therefore they were in a position to really clash and to make Jews quite vulnerable with respect to knowing intimately, to quote verses, texts, and so on.